If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Weather on the Ooze with Bill Snyder. Hey, longtime WGN-TV. Everybody knows you do the best weather. How you doing?
Good. How are you, John? Happy Thursday and happy Friday Eve to all our listeners out there. Yeah,
indeed, and I'm sure that with all the things that are coming up, you got the Air and Water Show happening, plus who knows what else everybody's planning to do.
Right.
I mean, I've heard some hot temperatures are on the way, but, you know, let's turn to you so we find out what the reality of this situation is.
Absolutely. I'm happy to do that, John. You know, yeah, we have, for the fifth time this summer, our fifth heat wave on the way starting tomorrow. How about that? It's been a hot summer, relatively speaking. Today was gorgeous, wasn't it? Wow. We dropped the humidity, and we had temperatures right about where you'd expect them this time of the year. But the humidity levels were noticeably lower. We had dew points in the 50s, which is a very comfortable level of air, much different than the sultry 70-degree dew points that we had just a couple of days ago, John. But the heat and humidity are going to be resurging as we move into the weekend. So, you know, in this part of the world, John, we define a heat wave as three or more days of 90 degree plus temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
I know what they define a heat wave in Phoenix or Houston or Miami are much different, but at least in the Midwest, that's how we refer to what we refer to a heat wave as. And so, we've had four of them, and tomorrow we begin the fifth. We'll have temperatures into the low 90s tomorrow and see temperatures even rise on Saturday. Saturday we could be into the mid-90s among the hottest temperatures we've seen so far this summer. The hottest we've had officially at O'Hare, and it's happened on a number of occasions, is 95 degrees. Midway's gotten to 96, but we're expecting another day in the low 90s on Sunday. And when you factor in the increase in humidity that we're going to see over the next few days, with the high temperatures and the higher humidity, we'll have the heat index, or the apparent temperature in the shade, will feel like 100 to 105, John. So it's going to get hot again. There is good news if you don't like the hot weather. We can talk about that a little bit later, but there is good news developing at this time. By this time next week, we'll be breaking the heat for a little while. So that's good news. But
well, we better, gosh darn it.
And, you know, John, have you noticed how it's been a sunny August so far? We're almost halfway through the month. It's hard to believe. Today's the 14th already.
Yeah, there has been a lot of sunshine.
There
right.
has been, yeah. And, you know, our buddy Frank Wachowski, who archives the sunshine for us and measures it every day, he's got the instruments in his yard. He reports that today we had 98% of our sun, so that's just you know, almost 100% for all intents and purposes. For the month of August now, we're at 81%. Normally for the month of August, we see about 64%. So what's interesting, John, and we still have more than half the month to go, but if the month ended today, this would be among the top four sunniest Augusts on record. The sunniest ever was 86% back in 1916, and then we had 82% in 1896. So this would be tied for number three in terms of sunshine for August. So
did you say 1916?
I sure did. Isn't
wow.
that amazing? Yeah.
Yeah.
We have sunshine. You know, Frank tells us that we have official sunshine records that go back to 1895. So interesting to go back and look at that. But yeah, it's been a sunny August. We've had some storms at times. My gosh, a couple of days ago we had a real gully washer that caused some localized flooding here in parts of the city and Tinley Park, Orland Park, and in our southern suburbs there. But again, you know, in typical summertime fashion, John, one area gets hit hard, and you got our northern suburbs that are begging for rain, believe it or not. You know, areas like Arlington Heights, Mount Prospect, even up in Woodstock, you know, there's some areas up there, if you can believe it, that they have water rationing going on because they've had such little rainfall. So, you know, that's just the nature of summer rains and summer thunderstorms. They hit one area hard and they'll miss another area completely. So, you know, I think we're going to be dealing with another one of those situations as we get through late tomorrow night and early Friday morning, John. There's a little wave that's developing right on the heels of this hot, humid air. So in the wee hours of Saturday morning, we may be dealing with a couple of thunderstorms in the morning here at, for parts of the area. But then I suspect that should thin out, and we should have some pretty good weather by and large for the Air and Water Show this weekend, although it's just going to be hot. But
really hot.
Good place to be is on a boat in Lake Michigan, both in terms of cooling off and being able to view the Air and Water Show. I'm sure our lakefront and beaches are going to be jam-packed.
You know, I don't have any records. I don't keep records or anything like that, yeah. But I can recall personally being at an Air and Water Show, and I had to leave and go back to the radio station I was working for at the time, mm-hmm. which was on the corner of Michigan and Wacker. So right. I'm down at the Oak Street Beach. It was so hot.
Yeah.
I mean,
Right.
It was unbelievably hot.
Yeah.
So this certainly is not something new for the Air and Water Show.
No, I mean, you know, 90 degree temperatures in August, John, this is certainly nothing new for this part of the world. We typically see on average about 5 days in the 90s in August, and, you know, some years have had far more than that. So the fact that we're talking about, you know, another round of hot weather is not unusual for Chicago in August. But yeah, it's just, you know, you'll just use a little common sense and make sure you stay hydrated and
right.
In this type of weather that's coming in. But yeah, it certainly won't be like anything we haven't seen so far this summer. You know, that's
so I see here that the tropics, according yes. to you, are starting to get active.
They are.
It's that time of year. Huh?
Yeah, it is that time of the year, John. And you know, it's been a fairly quiet start to the tropical season. But we do have Tropical Storm Aaron that's out there in the Atlantic. It's about 870 miles to the east of the northern Leeward Islands right now with sustained winds of 60 miles per hour. But Aaron continues to churn and strengthen in the Atlantic Ocean, John, and it's still expected by Saturday, it looks like, later Saturday, expected to become a major hurricane in the days ahead. But the good news is the storm is not expected to pose a direct threat to land. It's going to stay pretty much out in the middle of the Atlantic. We like to call it a fish storm because it's going to, you know, bypass any of our land areas. But officials do warn that could lead to some strong swells and life-threatening rip currents along the East Coast just as that storm tends to move north. But I don't think that's the last that we're going to see because we're starting to see some active waves that are moving in off the off of Africa. And once they get into that bathwater, warm Atlantic Ocean, John, they have plenty of energy to get going. So typically the hurricane season peaks around September, oh gosh, the second week in September. So we're still getting started right now. It's only August 14th. So I think that we're going to, you're definitely going to start to see an uptick in storm development in the weeks ahead.
So I know I mentioned high temperatures. So what is the specific forecast coming up?
Well, John, we've got a beautiful night tonight. Still, the temperatures are very comfortable. The humidity is low. So we're going to see, scattered clouds develop later tonight. But temperatures will only drop to the upper 60s. And like I said, a very comfortable night. Tomorrow, we'll see partly to mostly sunny skies. And we start to heat up. Temperatures will warm into the low 90s. There may be a slight lake breeze that keeps temperatures a few degrees cooler, but you're not going to notice it that much. This time of the year when the lake is water temperatures are near their peak, you don't get much cooling. It's just mainly isolated to areas within maybe a couple of blocks of the lake. So temperatures right on the beaches and along the lake, you may have be in the mid to upper 80s versus the low 90s that we're going to see inland. And then again, clouds will gather tomorrow night after midnight or in early Saturday morning. We could pop a few thunderstorms out ahead of that real hot and sultry air that's going to move in here Saturday afternoon. Probably rainfall coverage, we're looking at about 30%, John, 30 to 40% tomorrow night. And then once those pull out of here on Saturday morning, we'll see skies clear and it's going to get really hot. Temperatures into the mid-90s with a heat index on Saturday afternoon of 100 to 105. And then more of the same on Sunday, a sun-cloud mix, maybe a few thunderstorms popping up later in the day. But rainfall coverage looks to be fairly sparse, only 20 to 30%. Highs again warming into the low 90s and, you know, with those high levels of humidity heat index values, again, will be in the 100 to 105 range. And then Monday, we see a better chance of some organized storms as a front gets close to us. So later in the day and Monday night, rainfall chances will increase a little bit. We'll see them bump up to about 50%. And some of those storms could produce downpours. You know, we're dealing with these levels, high levels of atmospheric moisture, much like we saw a couple of days ago. Any of these storms that do develop, John, they're able to tap into that moisture in the form of drenching thunderstorms. So we'll watch for that. But temperatures again on Monday will be well into the 80s, close to 90 with high levels of humidity. And then with another chance of storms on Tuesday, temperatures again in the mid-80s, so we'll start to see temperatures drop a little bit. By this time next week, John, it's going to be gorgeous. We're looking at highs in the upper 70s, around 80, with much lower levels of humidity. So some gorgeous weather on the way, but a little bit of something for everyone. If you like if you like the heat and humidity, this weekend is your deal. If you don't like the heat and humidity, we got better news coming for you by the middle and end of next week.
And I look for more news from you next week.
You better believe it.
Thank you for being with us.
I look forward to it every week, John. You take care and have a great weekend.